Shalom Aleichem. Mishneh Yomi is continuing. We are learning Yuma, and we are beginning chapter 6 today. Shnei Se'irei Yom Kippurim. The two goats of Yom Kippur. The famous twin goats. Mitzvotan Shiyu Shnehen Shovim. The mitzvah, the best thing, is for them to be equal. Bimareh, in appearance. Uv Koma, in stature, in size. Uvedomim, and in price, and they should be purchased simultaneously. Now that's the best thing to do. The Mishnah goes on, even though they're not exactly equal, they're still kosher to use as a pair of goats, even if they don't look like twins. If they bought one today, and one tomorrow, like one Monday, one Tuesday, it's still kosher if you don't buy them at the same time, still kosher if they're not exactly equal. Met echad meheds. What if one of the goats passes away? Im od shelo higrel met. If it's before the hagrela, before the goral, the lottery, yikach zug l'sheni. They can get a replacement goat for the one that's dead and pair it up with the goat that survived. Im misha higrel met. But if it's after the election, after the hagrela, after they've picked which goat is chatas l'shem, which is l'azazel, yavi zug acher. You need a replacement pair. V'yogril aleihem batchila, and you have to do the lottery over again. V'yomer, and he says, makes this verbal condition when he does this replacement lottery, im shel shem met, if the goat, which is a chatas l'shem, died, zeh she'alalav hagoro l'shem, yitkayim tachtav, then the one that gets picked as l'shem is the replacement for that one that died. Im she'alzazel met, if the other one died, the one that goes out, as we're going to see later in this parak, Zeisha Allah Gor Lazazel, Yitzkayim Tachtav. That is the replacement animal. Vahasheni, now this is the leftover from the first pair. Now we're using a whole new pair of goats. So what do we do with the surviving goat from the first pair? Yire Ochiestaev. It goes out to pasture until it gets a mum, a blemish. And now that it's a bal mum, it's not fit to be a carbon, to be an offering, v'yimacher, and it can be sold, v'yiplu damav l'nedava. And the money for it goes to a nedava. She'ein chatas tzibor meta, because a sin offering that belongs to the public doesn't die. It's not left alone to die. It can go out and graze until it gets a mum and be sold. However, this is compared to a chatas of a yachid, does get left alone somewhere to die, because once the yachid can't use that animal, it really can serve no real legal purpose at all. Rabbi Yehuda Omer Tamut, Rabbi Yehuda says, the second leftover seer from Yom Kippur, like a regular korban chatas, is left alone to pass away by itself. The Odom Rabbi Yehuda, adds on related halacha, nishba chadam, if the blood was spilled out. This is the blood of the seer Lashem, the goat which is Lashem, this blood that went into the temple building, into the Kodesh Kodashim, yamut mishtaleach. They have to leave the seer mishtaleach to die also. Now it's useless because its partner in atonement, the blood was spilled out, and they have to replace it with a brand new goat. They'll need a brand new pair of goats, actually. And likewise, the Mishnah concludes, Meita Mishtaleach, if the Seer Lazazel passes away before the blood of the Seer Lashem is used inside the temple in Kodesh Kodashim, Yishafech Hadam, you pour out that blood, you can't use it. They both have to be extant. Both the Seer Lashem and the Seer Lazazel have to be working as a team, ironically, as a partnership. So if you lose one, either the animal itself or its blood, you cannot use the other one. You'd have to bring a brand new pair. Great, on to Mishnah Bet. We're actually getting to the Avodah, the Kohen Gadol does with the Seer HaMishtaleach, the goat that's sent out. Ba lo etzel Seer HaMishtaleach. Kohen Gadol comes to the Seer HaMishtaleach, v'somech shtei yadav alav. He rests his two hands on the animal, umitvodeh, and confesses, Kachai Omer, this is the confession of the Kohen Gadol of Seir. Ana Hashem, please God, Avu Pashu Chatu Lefanecha Amcho Beit Yisrael. They have strayed and sinned and made mistakes in front of you, your nation, Am Yisrael. Ana Bashem, please God, Kaper Na Avonot Lepeshayim Lechatayim. Please forgive these transgressions and these mistakes and these sins. She'avu She'pashu She'chatu Lefanecha Amcho Beit Yisrael. That they have strayed and they have sinned and they have made mistakes in front of you, Amcha Beit Yisrael. Kakatuv betorat Moshe avdecha, like it says in the Torah, lemor ki vayom hazeh yechaper aleichem, and this day Hashem will atone for you, letaheretem, to purify you, mikol hadotehem, for all of your mistakes, with nishim titar, you will be cleansed Kohanim va'ama omdim bazara, and the priests and the other Jews who are in the temple courtyard, when they heard Hashem's ineffable name being mentioned, they would bend their knees and bow down and fall on their face, as we've seen by the confession over the par as well, the same procedure. Now it's interesting, the Mishnah and the service uses the words avu, pashu, hatu, because we actually see this in Shalach, in the Parsha, on Shabbat, what Moshe says in the 13 attributes, he says, Nose avon v'fesha v'hata. So he uses the same things, avon v'fesha v'hata. And then it's really interesting, he goes on, nakei lo yanakei. Hashem will clean, but not clean. And that's a bit enigmatic. So you really need to see the Targum Onkelos there, who says that, he translates this, salach l'taivin l'raita, that Hashem will forgive those who return to the Torah, and those who do not return, who do not do tshuva, do not get a zchus, do not get cleansed by this process. It's something we're going to see later in the final perek, and how the Mefarshim understand Yom Kippur is Yom Kippur is very amazing and effective and powerful and transformative, but if someone doesn't do tshuva, it doesn't do the entire job. That tshuva and learning Torah, taivin l'raita, returning to the Torah, is what really accomplishes the work of tshuva. So it's really important to see the Targum Onkelos. The Targum Onkelos is not always a literal translation. Sometimes he adds in certain words and explanations that really help us understand the intent of the Torah. So with that in mind, chazak v'ruch, chazak gesund.